Welcome to the Lit Flicks podcast. This is our mini episode, Lit Bits. In these episodes, we'll discuss any current events and things that we've been reading and watching outside of our normal schedule. I am Casey.
I'm Abby.
And tonight, as always, we drink whatever we want on these episodes. So I am having a hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
Oh, that's the one I wanted to try. That sounds...
It's delicious. It's so good.
I need to go get it. That sounds so good. Oh, does it make you sleepy at all?
A little bit. So that's the only downside.
I bet the sugar helps, though.
Yeah, not quite as much as it helps a two-year-old, but, you know... Not quite that sugar high.
Yeah, that's a shame. Couldn't we all use that sugar high every once in a while? Oh my God.
I was watching my kid run around thinking, man, energy is wasted on you, child.
It is. They don't have anything they have to get done. It's not fair.
No. And they have so much energy. They literally bounce off walls.
It's bullshit. My son, we had a Christmas party at work yesterday and he Santa came and gave out candy and Ooh. It was very fun and so sweet. But that fucker didn't go to sleep for 2 hours after we put him to bed. We had to snuggle him in bed. He was screaming and yelling. Oh my God, it was a nightmare. Anyway.
It kills.
I'm like PTSD from this situation.
Yeah, oh. I understand. I feel you.
And Christmas, it's like candy is so ubiquitous.
We hung candy canes on our Christmas tree and she was literally climbing over the back of the couch into the tree. Because she wanted the candy.
She's like, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And then she built a gingerbread house with her grandma and ate half the candy before it made it on the house.
Oh, gee.
So, yeah.
That's so cute. Do you have pictures? Are you going to send them to me?
I do have some pictures.
Yeah, I need to see those. Okay. I was going to do that with Ethan this year, but I'm scared because I don't know how. I've never done it before.
It's freaking expensive. I bought like the pre-made one, $25.
Okay, well, that's some horse shit. I'm not doing that.
It's ridiculous.
Not for a four-year-old. Sorry.
It's stupid. Anyway, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a nice Costco Prosecco.
Oh, okay.
It's like $7. I know it's boring, but it's like $7 a bottle. Nice. I'm at the bottom of the bottle, so it's all good.
My mom really likes Prosecco.
Yeah. G loves Prosecco.
Yeah, I'm not a super huge fan.
I don't understand the difference between it and anything else that has bubbles.
I don't either.
Maybe
so.
That's because I've only had Cook's and Kirkland Prosecco.
You only have bottom of the barrel.
It's all the fucking bubbles. It's all the fucking same. They're like pulling it out of prison toilets. Like, yep, this will suffice.
That's funny. So today, or was it today? Maybe yesterday. Anyway, one of the days this week, I was scrolling through online and I found out that Saturn is losing its rings.
No.
Did you know that?
No, what's happening to it?
So there's a new study that was published in the Icarus Journal that Saturn will be completely ringless in as little as 100 million years. considering Saturn is about 4.5 billion years old, it doesn't have long to have its rings left.
Did it say why it's losing its rings?
Yes. Also, Saturn was not like born with its rings. It acquired its rings through its lifetime.
Is it the gravitational thing?
Yes. Okay. So the ring system, the diameter is 170,000 miles.
Wow.
Or almost 3/4 the distance from Earth to the moon.
That's amazing.
But it's as little as 30 feet thick.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So the rings are made of billions of particles of ice and rock. Some are boulder size, but others are microscopically tiny.
Okay, like a cloud.
Yeah. And Saturn has what's called a ring rain, which is basically all the particles of the rain... of the rings being pulled into the planet.
Oh, so the gravitational pull is so great that it's eating its own rings. Yep. Wow, there's so many jokes you could make with that.
Yes, there are.
Like Nuva ring jokes and cock ring jokes. There's so many jokes. Anyway, go ahead.
That's all I had. It's losing its rings.
That's a fucking bummer.
Scientists actually consider us really lucky to be able to even know it has rings, since they haven't always been there, and I guess they won't always be there. So we live in a great time where Saturn has rings.
That's amazing. And the thing I love about Saturn is that my son knows that one because of the rings. So he uses that one as a reference point to like cancel the other ones out and figure out where he's at in the solar system.
Okay, my daughter loves Jupiter.
Jupiter's a good one.
She likes saying Jupiter.
Oh, so. That is a fun word to say.
Yeah, it is. That's so cute. So I'm glad that our kids have favorite planets.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I got Ethan a space book for Christmas, and I cannot wait to read it with him. I'm such a space geek. That's
so exciting.
Yeah.
She has a flashlight that puts the planets, like you can see them up on the ceiling. It projects them.
Ooh, that's really cool.
I really like
it. They have the funnest fucking toys now.
I know. We had to make stupid dioramas with, what are those things called?
Scissors?
No. The white
styrofoam. Oh, okay.
Yes, styrofoam. We had to paint stupid styrofoam and stick them on like coat hangers.
Yeah, that's, we had to deal with a lot of bullshit that our kids.
It's way cooler now. Yeah. I watched the new trailer for Men in Black International.
Oh.
Have you seen it? It's with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson.
I think I saw parts of it. Isn't there another person in it that's good? Isn't Kate
Liam Neeson and Emma Thompson.
Oh, Emma Thompson.
Yes. I have such a fond spot in my heart for Men in Black that I'm actually excited for a new one.
When I saw it, I rolled my eyes really hard, but I agree with what you're saying. I saw the first one in the drive-in with my dad.
It's so fun.
It was a good movie. We had a lot of fun. I remember my dad freaking out because Rip Torn was in another movie and he was like really old person excited. It was funny.
That's cool. I don't know who that is.
I didn't either. I still don't really. But anyway.
Okay.
His name's Rip Torn. It's weird.
It's a cool name. He's ripped and torn.
He's that first guy that is the original Tommy Lee Jones's original partner.
Oh, yeah. The really old guy. Okay.
So it's almost more like a cameo than anything. But anyway, go ahead.
My next thing, there is a new show coming to Netflix on January 25th, and I'm so excited for this. It is a Korean zombie show, and it is called Kingdom.
Oh.
It's a South Korean zombie show. Is that what I said?
You said okay. Korean, but that's fine.
South Korean zombie show. And it looks great. There are zombies. There are sword fights. Yes, please. I am 100% down for this.
I am so excited for a new zombie thing because I don't hate zombies. Mm-hmm. I'm not tired of them. I know they got worn out. The Walking Dead is fucking bullshit now.
I think I stopped watching season 6.
I don't know what season I'm on. I was wrapping presents last night and it was in my continue watching and I clicked on it and I was almost about to hit select. And then I saw whoever's face on the screen. I was like, fuck this. I can't do it. I'm done. I'm out. It's just too much of a drama for me now. It's like a soap opera.
Like I was so pumped about that show when it first started and I love the comics. I don't know what happened. I just kind of veered away.
Anyway, so. I'm done with that show. It's too much of a whiny, cryy bullshit.
Okay. I don't like it.
I have one thing that I really want to see, like, so bad, and it's so up your alley. It's They Shall Not Grow Old. Have you heard of this?
Mm. No.
Okay. Imagine. You've got footage from World War I and Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson and his CGI team restore it and fill it in and add sound and color and stuff so that it's like not all jerky like normal World War I footage. Watch the trailer. I want to see it so fucking it's a documentary.
Okay, I am 100% for that.
But the problem is it's in limited release right now, so you can only see it like in certain theaters and none of them are near me.
That's
annoying. It's supposed to come out in wider release, I think, at the end of January.
Can we just skip all of this and have everything streaming? Because I am lazy.
Well,
I don't want to leave my house.
Well, and we can't leave our houses. I'd have to go to the movies by myself, which is not a bad thing. I just never do it.
I love going to the movies by myself. It's one of my favorite things in the whole
world. Yeah, and you're a freak.
Okay.
No, I actually think it would be really cool and I want to try to do it someday. I just haven't had mm-hmm. the time. But that's the thing, is I would pay the movie ticket price to see the movie mm-hmm. if you would just let me see it on my TV at home. Did that make any sense?
Yeah, actually it did. By the time you got to the end of the sentence, I was like, okay, it makes sense again. Okay.
Looped it right around.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm going to check that out.
They shall not grow old.
Okay, they shall not grow old. I will look that up when we are done.
And I'm really excited because I don't know that much about World War One. And so, yeah, I really want to watch it.
So what I watched this week, it is on Netflix. It's called The Innocent Man.
Ooh, I've seen that on there.
Yes, it is a 6-part true crime docuseries. And the series is based on John Grisham's only nonfiction book published in 2006 by the same name.
Oh, yeah, I read about this. Okay.
It covers two murders that were a few years apart in the 1980s in Ada, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the story that originally caught Grisham's attention was he saw that two men, Ron Williamson and his friend Dennis Fritz, were falsely accused or convicted of killing a 21-year-old Deborah Carter in 1982.
Okay.
And DNA later exonerated them. But just 2 years after Carter was killed, Denise Haraway disappeared from her night shift as a cashier at a gas station / convenience store, which led to the convictions of Tommy Ward and Carl Fontenot.
Okay.
So the question is, did the small town really convict 4 people of 2 murders within 2 years?
Interesting.
So it looks like they probably didn't do it. Like, the evidence is really shaky.
Oh, no.
So I don't want to say too much about it. It's really good. I highly recommend it. And the other thing I learned is that John Grisham is on the board of the Innocence Project.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
I didn't know that. That is so cool.
I think it's really cool.
That's fucking amazing. He is doing great stuff.
Yeah. So he is in this documentary and they talk to him about why he was initially drawn to it and what he thinks about the cases and the work he's put behind it. And he was actually sued. Like, they started a lawsuit against him for his book that was dropped.
Who started a lawsuit?
The district attorney of Ada.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But it was dropped because there was, like, no evidence.
Oh my, okay. I am going to start this tonight.
It's a great series. I highly recommend
it. I am excited. And I kind of want to read the book now too, but we probably won't have time.
I know, me too. He said he's written like 40 books and this was number 20. So it's like halfway through his career. And he said it's his only nonfiction book. And if he had written it like fiction, nobody would have believed the story.
I did see that quote and I was like, that's amazing mm-hmm. coming from John Grisham.
Yeah, there's another quote in there that's something like, what was it? It's like, things aren't as we see them. Things, oh, I can't remember now. Anyway.
I'm sure it was like super profound.
It's like, things aren't as we see them. Things are, or things aren't. Yeah, I have no idea. It's profound. It's great. Okay. Whatever.
It really hit you hard. Do you want to Google it and look it up?
I mean, I kind of do, but I don't know if I'm going to find it.
There you go with your hard typing.
I know. Don't judge
me. I'm not judging. I'm just observing.
We see things as we are, not as they are.
That's cool.
See, it was profound.
It's super profound. I like it a lot.
Yeah. So there.
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. Like, we put our own lenses over things.
Oh, yeah. We can't help it. And we need other people to, like, tell us their stories. Mm-hmm. I watched Black Klansman today and that was,
ooh.
Oh, it was heavy. I mean, it was so good and there were very funny parts, but it was like hard to watch.
I want to see that.
You should watch it immediately. It's really good.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. So I just have a little article that I read. Do you want to hear it?
Of course I do.
I mean, I didn't tell you anything about it, so you have nothing to go on, but.
I want to hear everything that pops into your little brain.
Oh, my little brain. It's so cute. This is about how Will Ferrell was afraid to take the movie Elf. He thought it would end his career.
I did hear something about he refuses to do a sequel.
That's good. That's really smart of him, because sometimes sequels are the biggest load of horse shit.
That's true.
Like most of the time.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. So he was on whatever that show is with, I think it was James Corden. And he said, it was just obviously one of those things where the stars align and 15 years later, it's crazy. Ferrell said of the movie's enduring charm. And then apparently James Caan thought he was a total goob when they were making the movie. He said, He's like, hey, I got to tell you something. Every day on set, I thought you were way too over the top. But now I see what you were doing. Great job, Ferrell recalled, laughing. I just love the thought that there we were working every day. And he's going back to his hotel room going, geez, get me out of this one. That was fun, he added.
That's hilarious.
I know you're working with James Caan, who's been in some of the most amazing movies of all time.
I know. And he thinks you're ridiculous and over the top.
He thinks you're just a total doofus. That's funny. Oh my gosh. I just had to add that in there because it's Christmas time. I thought it was really funny. But
it is funny.
But yeah, they cannot do a sequel. Sequels are the biggest just pandering pieces of shit most of the time. They are.
I don't want a sequel. Like, I think that movie is good as it
is. Yeah, it's like, we don't need a sequel to A Christmas Story. Why would we need a fucking sequel to Elf?
I'm going to go against everyone, and I fucking hate Christmas Story.
You're not my only close friend that feels that way. And I don't understand that feeling. I don't get it.
My husband loves it, and I despise it.
Do you just hate it because he loves it?
No, I hated it before I even met him.
Why?
Like, I don't even know why I've hated that movie my whole life.
That makes me sad. It's so good. The mom in that is also the mom in Harry and the Hendersons. I just had to slip that in there.
I'm sure she is.
Anyway.
Okay. Thursday night, I went and saw Aquaman.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know. I didn't know what I was expecting because I half hate DC movies.
Okay, that's stupid. I hate Marvel movies.
Okay, I hate Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
I hate Justice League.
Yeah.
I obsessively love Wonder Woman.
Well, yeah.
So I went into this like half-heartedly kind
of. That makes sense. You were afraid to be hurt. I get it.
I was. So the film is you see the origin story of Arthur Curry, who is half human, half Atlantean, and Jason Momoa is hot as shit.
Well, that goes without saying. And
I feel like he does not belong in our time period. He was meant to be a conqueror, a warrior, like something. He is meant to rule over people.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
Yes, I love him.
I love him too. He's the best. Sorry, we're befuddled, I think.
Anyway, this movie is basically him finding out if he's worthy or not to be king. And he has like two different villains in it. Nicole Kidman plays his mom.
What?
Yeah, it's good.
I was going to say, this sounds really dumb. Is it okay? Or are you just saying it's good because you don't want to feel bad about spending $35 to go see it?
No. Actually, like parts of it are so super cheesy, but it was funny.
Okay, so it owned itself, basically.
Like, there's an octopus playing the drums at one point.
Like in The Little Mermaid?
I mean, kind of.
Okay.
There's ridiculousness to it, but it was fun.
Okay. If it's fun, that's fine. But if it's like torture, that's not okay.
No, I thought it was really fun. It's no Wonder Woman.
Oh, it was so good.
I know, because I love that movie. But Jason Momoa seems like he's genuinely having a good time in this movie. And
that's interesting because the only thing I think I've ever seen him in other than as Aquaman in Justice League or whatever the fuck it was that I saw him was as
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And he's so angry in that.
I know he seems like he's having just a great time.
That's exciting.
I don't know how I feel about Amber Heard in the movie. Do you like her?
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything. But that...
I think you've seen her in more than you know
but
of.
That but that red anyway. Hair makes me mad.
There's also a villain, Black Mantis, and I wish he was in it more. Like, I wanted more of him.
Wait, what is Amber Heard in that I haven't... that I've seen?
The Wolf of Wall
Never
Street?
Never seen it. Let's Who see. Is she in The Wolf of Wall Street?
Isn't she his wife?
I know Margot Robbie is in that.
Oh, maybe I'm confusing her with that.
Because they're just...
I don't know who Amber Heard is either, then.
They're just bland white girls that are, like, nondescript.
Okay, so she's in Zombieland.
Oh, she's the first zombie that he wants to make out with.
I felt like in this movie, she was also, like, a knockoff of Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
If you like the genre, I would recommend watching it.
That's cool.
Don't go into it thinking it's serious. Like, DC finally took something and made it funny and good. Like, I feel like they took a page out of Thor's book.
Okay.
You can hate Thor, you hate Marvel, blah, blah, blah.
Well, whatever. I haven't seen really Thor. I started watching the event. Like, I saw the Avengers in the theater and I was like, all right, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway.
I don't want it to be like so serious and dark. Like, I like the levity.
That's good.
I want to go to the movie to have a good time. Okay. Like, I don't want to sit there and be depressed and cry. I can do that at my house.
All right. Sure you do.
Like, if I'm going out to see a movie, like, I want it to entertain and be
fun,
a good time. Yeah, I want it to be fun. I want to have fun.
Okay, good for you.
So I had fun in this movie. Oh, the only downside is, so I was on Twitter and I saw this tweet about a fucking Australian company that's like super geeky sex toys, and they released the limited edition, only 500 made, Aquaman dildo.
Oh my god.
And it is gold and green scaled. And so when he came out in this exact outfit, like, all I could see was a giant dildo on that screen. And I wanted, like, the theater's full, so I'm trying to hold it together. Like, it was so funny.
Trying not to laugh. Oh my god.
I was trying not to laugh, but I already saw this stupid giant corn cob looking dildo. And
it did look
that's
like
all
a corn
that was
cob.
In my head.
Who buys this shit?
I don't know. I sent it to you the second I saw it, though. I was like, oh my god, Twitter's the gift that keeps on giving. You have to look at this website.
It was amazing. I looked at all of them and I was like, I was...
Oh, I 100% looked through the whole website and some of them... I just die.
I was at work and one of my coworkers just happened to walk by behind me. Luckily, she's like one of my other best friends. And she was like, what are you doing?
You're like, whatever. Casey sent it to me.
I was on my phone. It was not on my work computer.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank God. And it was just real quick. I was like, oh, what is this? And then I was like, oh, my innocent eyes.
Bullshit, you were. I don't believe for 2 seconds you have innocent eyes. You can just, yeah,
I really
fuck off with that.
I really liked the laser sword dildos. That was fun.
My favorite were the lightsabers and the quote-unquote fake Guardian of the Galaxy, Orgasm of the Galaxy root was one of the funniest things I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah, and they all have fun names. Like, one of them is... like, the category is Game of Moans, which was...
Oh, yeah.
It's very mm-hmm. creative. I appreciate it.
Deadpool does come with his own bondage kit.
I mean, so, obviously.
The other one that was a little too much for me was the butt plug with the raccoon tail for Rocket.
No!
Like, I guess if you're a furry, great. But I don't know why... Other than that, outside of being a furry, I don't know why you need
a tail
attached to your butt plug.
I mean, I guess it could be like a nice handle. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway,
moving on.
Go see Aquaman.
I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you liked the movie. I am one of those people that likes Dark Knight. So, like, I like the darker ones.
Okay, I do like Dark Knight. I think I just really hate Ben Affleck as Batman, and I wanted something different.
I think that is a totally valid response to Ben Affleck as Batman.
Okay.
Because it's terrible.
Yeah.
I have one other article that I thought was fun. It's called The 15 of the Most Underrated Movies of 2008, According to Fans.
2008?
Sorry. What year is it?
It is 2018.
I meant 2018.
Let's hop in the DeLorean. I'm like, why are we backtracking to 2008?
In the Wayback Machine. I can't read because I've had a bottle of Prosecco.
Okay. Okay, so 2018, not 2008.
Okay, let me start over. 15 of the most underrated movies of 2018, according to fans. I'm not going to read all of these because that would be super boring, but I'm going to read the ones that I feel like we've kind of touched on or something.
Okay.
Hold on. There were also some critic reviews that were really, really funny, and I was like, oh my god, because basically what it is it's a Rotten Tomatoes score that's really low for critics but really high for audiences.
Oh, okay.
One of them,
I like those.
Yeah, one of them is The Darkest Minds, which we're going to be doing here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. That was one of my picks.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. The critics rating is 17%.
Ooh,
the audience rating is 74%. Critics said The Darkest Minds is in desperate need of a spark, any spark. References to Watership Down and Harry Potter only serve to show how far this film is from the classics it admires.
Ooh, yeah. Ouch.
But people who went to see it liked it, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
Next one. Fans loved the action in Death Wish, but critics disagreed. Critic rating was 17%.
Is that with Bruce Willis? It is. No.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, I did see that.
Okay, I haven't seen it. The audience rating is 74%. Critics said, this is funny, Willis, who was once a formidable action star, is performing Die Hard with an Ambien as he exhibits zero emotion and mutters under his breath like an accountant who's upset with his boss. And I just thought that was so timely because we just did Die Hard. Like, aw. Okay,
how specific can you get? Like, an accountant upset with his boss is like such a niche. Like,
it really is, but it makes for such a vivid review, doesn't it?
It really does. Thank you. Not just an employee upset with their boss. It is an accountant upset with their boss. That is a whole new level.
Can you imagine any worse profession? No offense, but oh my god, I'd kill myself. This one I just recently watched. I'm way behind the times, but this one is Venom. So the critics score was 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience rating was 85%. Critics said, a totally wonky lark that's actually stronger when it's sillier. It's a mess, but a fun mess, at least for a while. Well, yeah, okay. That's what it is. Like,
it is a mess.
I don't see.
But I mean, it was kind of a fun mess.
That was the whole point. I really liked Venom.
I did not hate it.
I mean, I love Tom Hardy so much that I don't even care.
I'm not like, oh, this is my top new favorite movie.
Right. But it's fun. But
I'm not upset that I watched it.
Yeah. I like how I just got done saying, I hate Marvel movies. But anyway.
Let's watch Venom.
But it's like good.
It's outside of Captain America.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
All right. That's all I've got.
So our next episode will be out Sunday. It is The Girl with All the Gifts by M.R. Carey, along with the film by the same name. We would love to hear from you. You can find us on our website at thelitflixpodcast.com. You can email us at thelitflixpodcast@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we would love if you tell your friends and family and spread the word. Everyone read some books.
Yeah, and watch some movies. We really do want to hear from everybody. We want to make friends. We want to know your thoughts and feelings and emotions. We only have each other right now, and it's getting real fucking weird.
So sad.
All right, everybody. Cheers.